This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
You're listening to Kelly and Company, and it's a Friday, so you know what we do over here. We like to open the gateway to your weekend. Hopefully, it's a really nice weekend for you. But going back to the show, if you want to get a hold of us to join the conversation, you can call us at 1-866-509-4545, and you can leave us a voicemail over there. But if you decide that you want us to play your message on the air, please give us permission to do so. And you can email us also, feedback@ami.ca is our email address. And if you want to reach us via Twitter, I've been kind of absent on Twitter, it's at AMI Audio. That's the handle. I'm Ramya Amuddin here with Margaret Weldon for today's show. And it's time for us to talk a little lifestyle as we do every Friday here on the show. And we've been very blessed to have Jeff Ryman pulling articles for us. And joining him actually in tandem these days is Jim Crisco, our friend and colleague in Edmonton. He's been helping out as well. So this first article, Margaret, that I wanted to chat about is one that Jim found for us. And it's pretty interesting, okay? In the headline is sweaty finger, but it's actually really cool technology, if you ask me. So scientists have come up with some real interesting technology. It's a device that harvests sweat from your fingertips to generate power. So basically what you can do is utilize this device to charge your devices, like your gadgets, right? So there's this flexible thin strip. It wraps around the tip of your finger like a Band-Aid, and then it converts the chemicals found in human sweat into small amounts of electrical energy. Are you surprised by this, Margaret, starting there?
To be honest, I kind of am. It's something I never would have thought about doing myself. But I guess, you know, if once this is, brought forward and makes more progress, I think there'll be no more need for batteries or things like that. So I'm more fascinated, I think, than anything else.
Yeah. And right now it's starting at the fingertip level. I wonder when we're going to start like squeezing sweat and putting it away, archival sweat material to be used, you know, maybe combining people's sweat. Ugh, like, I don't know about all that.
But then again, you know what? If for some reason, you know, you're feeling guilty because you don't do your workout. And of course, you know, after people do a fitness workout, they sweat. You could say, no, I have to save the sweat for my devices.
That's right. And you can start pulling from your armpits and all the real sweaty areas, like foreheads. I don't know. But anyway, but it's kind of cool though. It makes sense to me. Somehow I take this back to using like water for electricity source, but I don't know if it's the same thing at all, but that's the first thing that my mind went to. So it says that fingers constantly produce sweat, so the device can work without the wearer even moving a muscle, which is kind of cool. So you don't have to work out, I guess, Margaret, if you don't really want to. But by using the sweat on the fingertip, which flows out naturally, regardless of where you are or what you're doing, there you go, this technology provides a net gain in energy with no effort from the user. And this is a quote from Joseph Wang, who's the professor of nano engineering at UC San Diego. And he's also a co-author of the paper describing the product for us. So it's kind of cool. It says that it's common for self-powered wearable systems that rely on bioenergy harvesters to require excessive inputs of energy. But because this device doesn't actually require any energy from us for it to work, it's a step forward to making wearables more practical, convenient, and accessible for everyday persons. So it's really cool because I think something like this, like you said, it's a step forward, Margaret, in what we're doing right now. And anything like this, it starts small, right? It starts at the fingertip, but I'm pretty sure, you know, all jokes aside, it could become bigger and bigger if the technology holds. If we can utilize it for bigger and better things. And then before you know it, hopefully we can use this as a legitimate resource for power.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense too. But I just wonder something. I wonder if like a cloth like that, let's suppose you know, you've lent somebody else your piece of equipment or whatever it is that needs to be charging up. I wonder if the equipment would know that it's a different person whose sweat is coming out. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, like, do we have to, is it our own sweat only that we can use, that kind of thing?
Yes. Yeah.
I wonder.
I kind of wonder that.
Wonder happens if you mix the sweat.
Yeah. All the things we get talking about on this show, I swear.
I don't know. But they do say it's not time to kick your stuff to the curb, though, like the actual cords that we're using to charge our devices yet, because right now it can power up, this device can power lower power electrical devices, but not yet suitable for continuously powered devices like smartphones. Aw, that was the first thing that I was going to go to. I don't know, maybe if you have like a...
But it'll get there.
I hope so.
Yeah, it'll get there. It'll get there.
Yeah.
But now, Ramya, you have a dog, and I just wonder, do you have anxiety that your dog might take off or get lost somewhere and you don't know what he's doing, where he's gone, what
Absolutely.
He's up to?
Absolutely. 100% of the time,
Yeah. And do you ever wonder when you're away, like whoever, I think you said, well, he calls your mom grandma. So I think grandma takes care of him when you're away, right? And do you ever wonder what she gives him, you know, whether she's spoiling him too much or whatever?
Oh, yeah. I already know she spoils him too much. Forget wondering.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, now here's a step further, something else that is coming onto the market, and it's called the Whistle Switch Smart Collar. And what this is, it's a collar with a gadget on it that you can put around your dog. And then you can connect to the collar via an app on your cell phone, I guess, or on your computer. And it can tell you where the dog has taken off to, how much the dog has scratched himself, maybe what the dog ate, what the dog did. You can even find health problems so that you can get them into the vets to treat them a little bit earlier. So that's another plus. And if you're not sure what the dog's been doing after, you know, within the last 24 hours, you can even get a full report on that too from this thing.
Oh, well, it sounds really useful. What else do we know about it?
That's about it. We just know that it's coming on the market and that it checks all these things. I tried to find out where it's where it was made from, and we haven't been able to find that either, right? But the whole idea is, and by the way, here's something else. Yes, you can set fitness goals for your pet. You know, if you think that your dog is spending too much time on the couch.
I see a lot of pugs needing that. No offense to pugs.
No, but that's true. Like, you know, I once knew a dog one time that jumped up on a counter when nobody was looking and ate a whole wedding cake.
Oh my god!
That somebody had put together. Yeah. Yeah. So, it can catch all of these things, or I guess it can tell you, you know, when the dog needs water, all these types of things.
Wow. Okay. I like it because you can actually use it, practical day-to-day, as well as, you know, in case of emergencies and your dog needing some extra support or, you know, your own fear levels and anxiety levels, right? But just something like this, having it around is great for myself when I'm thinking of, you know, the low vision perspective. When I'm walking, for example, I told you guys a while back earlier in the show that my dog learned how to get himself out of a harness, right, that I was trying to put on them, the Halti. And he got out, and I had no idea how he had done it, but he was gone. He was off leash, out of my control, running around. And luckily, somebody caught him, and because he's very social, somebody brought him over to me. But something like that would be a definite cause for panic attack, Margaret.
Oh, yes, I know. My dog did that once upon a time, too, when I had a dog.
Yeah.
You know? But you know what? But you know what I'm kind of surprised about? Now, do you have a microchip in your dog?
What, sorry?
You know, that tells the, a microchip?
No, oh, yes.
You know,
yeah,
like
absolutely.
Like, I'm kind of surprised that nobody has come up with an app to connect to that microchip.
I wondered about that,
right?
too.
Because, I mean,
because,
you know, because,
Danielle Jonkind was talking about this a few weeks ago with us, the reason to get yourself, get your pets microchipped, right? And what it means and really like the details behind it. But if you forgot to change your address, or a lot of us who get our dogs from breeders, let's say, the breeders have their own information put on there, and then you got to remember to change it and update it every time you move and things like that. If you fall behind on any of it, or lose track and not remember that you didn't change anything, you could be still stuck if your pet gets lost and it's also it's microchipped already.
Right. I never even thought about that. Like, yeah. You know, I would, I guess, because when you look at it, you say, okay, well, at least the dog's got the license number and whatever else it needs in the microchip. But yeah, you're right. I guess if you don't update it now, if you are going to update the address and that, do you have to replace the microchip in the dog or add another microchip, do you think?
Not as far as I remember. I think you can just get a hold of the company, and what our veterinarian was saying here on the show was you get a hold of the company and make sure that the information is up to date. But it's like an address change, right, Margaret? If you're forgetting to change your address on one particular piece of mail, you don't even remember, and you know, it slips by.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
No, that makes a lot of sense too. Cause I used to have a cat, and I even got my cat microchipped.
Yes, exactly.
You know, even though he was an indoor cat.
Yeah. Anything can happen. Anything. Yeah. And it's honestly more about the peace of mind for us than the potential likelihood. You know, like you said, it's an indoor cat. You still got it microchipped because it's the peace of mind. You know, you leave your door open, or somebody else leaves a door open, somebody who's not familiar with how your cat behaves and stuff like that, or somebody comes over to visit and or you have to leave your cat with somebody else. And all of that is just anxiety reducing when you can say, like with this device that you're pointing out, right? Or a microchip, just to be like, I'm good. I'm just ready to kind of face it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, did you have a bell around your dog's neck? Like I used to have my dog, like with collar that where the tags would rattle so I'd know where he was. Yeah. And I also had a collar with a bell for my cat.
When he was younger, I had so many bells on him. Like, because first of all, he would learn to take the bells off. I don't know how he did it. But I'd have to get smarter and smarter. And the bells got bigger and bigger because I think he started off with a really tiny bell. But that bell didn't last because I could barely hear it. It was like a real tiny ding, 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 you know, like a really, really soft jingle. And I think it was off for like a week before I even realized, hey, I think I'm hearing this bell in my head because it's no longer on his collar. So, so that was a real interesting moment for my mental health. But after that, yeah, the bells got bigger. And it's hard to find bells that are suitable. Well, at least I found it difficult to, you know, I had to rip bells off Christmas ornaments and go searching in this Christmas specialty stores to actually find bells.
I used to do the same thing.
Okay, good.
To be quite honest with you.
I was like, am I missing something? Yeah. How do people get bells on their collars? My friend with a guide dog, though, she found a bell at the National Federation for the Blind, the NFB conference that she went to one year, and they were selling beautiful collars with bells on them because, you know, guide dogs and service animals, I feel like this is a conversation that we have.
Well, sure.
Margaret, wanted to get your quick thoughts on this last article. Visitors need a special COVID-19 day pass to ride the Eiffel Tower or visit French museums or movie theaters from Wednesday. I think it was, last Wednesday. And this is kind of the thing that's taking hold everywhere, right? It's part of a new campaign against what the government calls a stratospheric rise in Delta variant. So any thoughts on this? Do you think that this is just the way we're headed? No surprise here.
Oh, I believe it's the way we're headed. Oh, yeah. Like, and you know what? I mean, for me, I have no problem with getting the information and that, you know, to show that I have been vaccinated. I know other people are saying, well, no, that's against the Constitution and all that. But no, I can't say I'm surprised.
Yeah, me neither. And it's just getting bigger. Like the places that are doing this are becoming more mainstream. And the kinds of things that you're wanting to do if you're a tourist, like going to the Eiffel Tower or other big places across Europe, potentially, you know, it's going to become a normal thing, I think, because you had to be tested negative for COVID and be double vaccinated to get the COVID pass in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with that. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Margaret. Interesting stories that we covered today and lots of new technology in the air. And this is a good segue to tell you that we're going to continue talking technology because up next, John Beeler of The App Show is telling us how Instagram is starting to automatically translate text in Instagram stories. We'll be right back with that on Kelly & Company.
You've been listening to Kelly & Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.